We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Taf Pei Beis and Beis. Sugya is about Tumas Avodah Zarah. It starts from the Mishnah, the Banan, Pei Beis and Aleph, the beginning of the Perek. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Minayin Avodah Zarah, Shematame B'masa Kanida. How do we know Avodah Zarah is Metame when you carry it, even if you don't touch it, like Anida is Metame B'masa, she brings a Pasuk, Tishim K'maydavet Seitoy Meloy. That the Avodah Zarah is like Anida, K'maydavet, Anida Metame B'masa, Avodah Zarah Metame B'masa. And the Gemara brings that the mission of Avodah Zarah is a machloikis. It's a machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Here in Shabbos, we just bring Rabbi Kiva, who darshins it from Tishrim Kamaidavam. And the mission of Avodah Zarah is a machloikis. The Mishnah says there, Misha Yabesa Samach LaAvodah Zarah V'Nafal Asul V'Naisa. If someone has a wall of his house adjacent to a base of Avodah Zarah, and the wall falls, you're not allowed to build it, because you can't build a wall for Avodah Zarah. His kindness dalan amis and bainus, he shouldn't be so next to the Avodah Zarah. Is Yishayel and Yishayim for Gairis the dalan amis? The Rambam isn't Gairis dalan amis. As long as his kindness is Sech Shaloi, as long as he's not building it for the Avodah Zarah, they have to build their own wall. It's also good enough. And then the Mishnah says, Hayy Shaloi v'shal Avodah Zarah need the machsa al machsa. If let's say the wall belonged to both him and the Avodah Zarah jointly, so the wall is nidin machsal machs is considered half and half. So Rashi says, that's lagabi the makam. Rashi is gur is dal and amis. And the pshat is you have to be dal and amis away. And if the wall belongs jointly to you and the Avodah Zarah, so the chiyav achaka is from half the wall. You do the chiyav achaka from the middle of the wall. So the Ridva says this only fits if you say the dal and amis is mamish bedavka. It's a shear of dal and amis. But some people not even Gairis Dal and Amis. So he says it's Pashit, that the Shir starts from where the Avodah Zarah ends. So Rishaynim, the Ramban, the Ridva, the Rishaynim in Avodah Zarah, they learn Kipshut that need the Maksa. Maksa means that the stones, which if they're Avodah Zarah, they're Asa Bahana, and if they're his, they're not Asa Bahana, or so Tumah, they're Avodah Zarah, they're Tame. If they're his, they're not Tame. I need the Maksa Maksa, half of them are his, and half of them belong to the Avodah Zarah. Like any time you have a wall of two shirts for many falls, so you split the wall half and half. The Rashi in Avodah Zarah explains why they learn that way, because he says that the Avon of the Eitz of Afar of the Metamim Gesheretz, he says it's the entire wall, even his own part. Because Ein Breira, we don't know which one's his, which one's the Avodah Zarah. It's not determined which one's his, which Avodah Zarah. They own the wall jointly. So if you say Ein Breira, if you don't hold the Breira, so it all becomes Asa Misafik. Now the Rishayim are 100% maskim to that. They also say Ein Breira. But they say the pshat's like this, that when normally, when the Shufim build a wall between the two properties, so the wall belongs half to him and half to them. It's not pshat that you have the inner half and I have the outer half. It doesn't work that way. The wall is owned jointly by both of us. If the wall falls down, we're going to make a chalukah. But when you're dealing with him and an Avodah Zarah, so there, the stum of the milsa is they don't want it to belong jointly, because the Avodah Zarah people want to be Avid their half of the wall. They can't be Avid his wall, and he doesn't want his part of the wall to be Avodah Zarah. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. As I too should for him, they split it, but that wouldn't work here, because of Ein Breira. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that the half of the wall next to the Avodah Zarah belongs to the Avodah Zarah completely, and the half of the wall next to him belongs to him completely. And Machsal Max is only when he recognizes. He could tell exactly which stones are in his half and which stones are in the Avodah Zarah's half. And then his half is not Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah's half is Avodah Zarah. So it's a Machlokes Halacha L'Maisa, and both Shittas are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Paiskim Malko Panim, that the Rishayim are saying that Akula. And the Pshat is, even though they also hold Ein Breira, and you can't just split up the wall, and he takes half, and the Avodah Zarah takes half, because Ein Breira, there'll still be an Isra Avodah Zarah and everything. But the Pshat is, that you could say, that the wall that's closer to him, the half of the wall that's closer to him, belongs exclusively to him. The half of the wall that's closer to the Avodah Zarah belongs exclusively to the Avodah Zarah. And that's what it means, neither machsa or machsa. Now, Shegi Rashi holds no. The entire wall is asir, because it belongs to both Shutfim when we say Ein Breira. And neither machsa or machsa means that the harchaka of Dalan Amis could start from the middle of the wall. The Ran in Avei Dezara says it's more mistarber like Rashi. Now the Taisis Yantif in Avei Dezara asks, Bishleimu Lagabi Isra, no, you can understand we say in Breyer because that's a deraisa. But Lagabi Tuma, the Mishnah is talking about Tuma. Rashi said it Lagabi Tuma. That when the Mishnah says, Avonav Eitzav Afar Betamim Kesheretz, that means all of them because of Ein Breyer. But that's Durabanan. By Durabanan we hold Yesh Breyer. As a fact, the Taisis Yantif. He says, maybe, Avei Dezara Mu Machmir. Avei Dezara Mishim Chumrad Avei Dezara Mu Machmir, even by their abundance. But the Svasema says that maybe the pshat's like this, we bout what's considered Avei Dezara, what's considered his, is negated to their Isis. It's negated to the Isra Ano. So since the negated their Isis is the psak of Ein Breira, so the psak of Ein Breira would apply Hu Adin to the Din of Tumas Avei Dezara, even though it's only their abundance. Now the Mishnah fears us, Avon of Eitzav Afar Metamei Kesheretz, that's the Tanakama. They hold it's only Metamei Kesheretz. And the Gemara has two Lashainis, what exactly is the Machlaikis, but the Rabban holds Metamei Kesheretz. And Rabbi Kiva holds this Metamei Kenida, because it says, Tishim Kamaidava, Manida Metamei Masa, Fadizar Metamei Kamasa, like the Mishnah here says. Now Taisus asks the Kasha, what's the pshat of one of its eights of Afar of Mistam and Kesheretz is a man the Omer in Mesechtes Avei Dezara that if Avei Dezara breaks, it becomes Eis Avei Dezara? Just like if a guy is Mevatel and Avei Dezara becomes Eis Avei Dezara. So there's a man the Omer in Avei Dezara that says if an Avei Dezara breaks, so the guy is Zichem Mevatel, it can't even save itself, so how could it save me? So if an Avei Dezara breaks by itself, the halach is it becomes Eis Avei Dezara. So Frank Taisus, how would that man Yoma learn this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the Avonav, Afarav, and Eitzav, Amitame, what do you mean? The Avei Dezara broke. So it's Eitzav Avei Dezara. So Taisus says, Yishalmi asks his Kasha, and Yishalmi says that he's Mishtachavit to every single stone, and every single Eitz, Taisus says, and every single bit of Afar. It's a separate Avei Dezara. It's not one big Avei Dezara wool. Every single stone, every single bit of Afa, every single Eitz in his mind is an Avei Dezara, is a God, and his Shachava is done to each one individually. So that way, it's not a broken Avei Dezara at all. Now, Taisus and Avei Dezara, Eifin Art, asks the same question, and at first he brings you Yishalmi afterwards, but first he says to Teretz, that it's talking about Avei Dezara Shel Yisro, or Avei Dezara Shel Goy Shel Yishtachava Lo Yisro. The din is only Avei Dezara of a guy could become this battle. If let's say a guy owns Avei Dezara and he decides he doesn't want it anymore, he doesn't want to worship it anymore, so it's battle. So then it's not an Avei Dezara, it doesn't have Dini Avei Dezara, it becomes Mutter Ba'ana, it's not Metamei V'chuli. But let's say I have an Avei Dezara that belongs to a Yid, the halach is it can never be in his battle. It will be Asa La'ilah. Who would an Avei Dezara of a guy ish and Ishtach Le'Yisrael? Could never be in his battle, it's Asa La'ilah. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Avei Dezara that belongs to a Yid, or a Yid is Mishtachavit to it, so it's not in his battle. So merely none of the Kasha of Nishtabra. Thus stated in Taisin Avei Dezara. So I saw the Mincha Seril, he says a Geshmak Ishtikl. He says, why didn't our Taisin say that Teretz? Why did our Taisin bring the Yishalmi Ishtachl of them? Why didn't our Taisin say that Teretz? So he said, there's our Sameach, on the Rambam, Hilchis Avos Atuma, Perik Vav, their Sameach says that he holds in Svara that the din that Avei Dezara Shi Yisrael is not in his battles, Alf Lagabi Yisuri Hano. Lagabi Yisur Hano will retain an Yisur Hano even though it's the Yisrael was Mevatlot. But Lagabi Tuma, since it's not an active Avei Dezara, it's not being used as a god anymore, it will lose its Tuma. As well as their Sameach is Svara. So Tayyim Demin Chesaril, that could be the Mechlekes here, the two Taisis in. The Taisin Avei Dezara Al-Karach doesn't hold that way. Because Taisin Avei Dezara is saying that Avei Dezara Shin Ishtar Merle'ez Mutter becomes Batul. But the reason why here it doesn't become Batul is Avei Dezara Shin Yisrael. And Hu Adin Linyan Tumah, since it's not Batul, will retain its Tumah. But Taisin's here in Masech the Shabbos could hold like the Ursumeach Svar. That's why he didn't say this Teretz that it's talking about Avei Dezara Shin Yisrael. And he says, and now an answer of Bikivegis Kasha Pei Gimel Midbeis, where Taisa says Avei Dezara is Yeshna Le'Ivarim. The Gemara is a Shaila, if a piece of the Avei Dezara is also Metame. We have that already on Ablat, Had the Boyer of Chomer Guri, Avei Dezara Yeshna Le'Ivarim. But a piece of Avei Dezara also be Metame. So Taisa says, it's not talking about the Avei Dezara broke. It's talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Chulyus, Avodah Zarah, which comes in many pieces. It comes in parts. You take it apart, you put it together. That's the Avodah Zarah. So then the question is, when it's not put together, when it's taken apart, is it still metame? But if it broke, well, that's a din. If it's nishtabra, it becomes batal. So the Gemara wouldn't have had a shayla b'chlal. So the fact that B'kilegan Taisus, no, maybe we're talking about that it broke, but it's talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. That doesn't become batal. The Tanya de Minchas Ariel, Taisus will go l'shitasa. If we can remember that this Taisus holds of the Ur Sameach Svarah, that Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael is not in his battle only l'gabe Yisrael Ano. But l'gabe Tumah, as long as it's not an act of Avodah Zarah, it can't become Tumah. So that's what Taisus is saying. Even Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, but if it broke, so it's not an act of Avodah Zarah, but the given Avodah Zarah Shel Gai will be in his battle. It's only not in his battle because in din, it can't be in his battle, the God be Yisrael and all, because if that's the din, Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael is Nesra L'Olam, even after Bittul, for the God be Tumah, the Bittul would work. The thing that bothers me a little bit is that Taizan Avodah Zarah says that the Tarot says, Betumah Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, which can't be in his battle. But there still would be a din of Avodah Zarah of Eina Le'ivar. So the Chayyim didn't answer the kasha. Ein Chinami answered one kasha that Avodah Zarah Shel Nishtarba Me'aleh. You don't have a kasha because talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael and Taisa Avodah Zarah obviously holds that since it doesn't have a din bittul legabe his sister, I know who the legabe tumah won't be in his battle. But what happened to the din that it's Avarim? The Chayyim, you need the Yishalmi Steretz of Mishtachvel and the Eden to make it that it shouldn't be called Avarim. I mean, the Gemara says, in this Amud Gufa, that Rav Chaim Raguri Shail was only according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbanan, we're going to name on with the Pashto, that it's Ein Le'Ivarim. So Mela, but the Rabbanan Gufa said, that Avon of Eitz of Afarim and Matam Kisheretz, and they're the ones that hold Ein Le'Ivarim. Mechari, you're going to have to come on to the Teretz, of Mishtach V'chol Evan V'Evan. So Kais, I don't know why Taiz didn't ask that kasha as well. Taiz asked the kasha mitzad the din of Avodah Zarah Shel Nishtar B'Me'aleh. That you can answer according to Taiz and Avodah Zarah that with Tumah Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael doesn't become this battle. But you have another kasha, Avodah Zarah is Ein Le'Ivarim, and according to the Rabbanan, it's Zichah Ein Le'Ivarim. Anyone will see the sugya in that Pegimel of Beis will have a teretz. But Kais, it bothers me. Now the Rambam seems to have another teretz to the kasha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Perek Shishi, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, that kol mishamshei Avodah Zarah kasheretz, ul mishamshei Avodah Zarah of tumah sheretz. And he says, and there's a chaymer of mishamshei Avodah Zarah over Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah itself is ein le'ivarim. Mashenkin by Mishamshin, there's no din of Ein Le'Ivarim. If you cut off a bit of a Mishamshin of Avodah Zarah, that also will become Tami. As is Mechadish the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Bayis of Avodah Zarah, Avona the Eitz of Vafar of Matam and Kazayis B'maga, Kachol and Mishamshin. But if you have a Bayis of Avodah Zarah, so the Avona the Eitz of Vafar of Matam and Kazayis B'maga, Kachol and Mishamshin. Now, the Makar of the Rambam is this Mishnah. And the Chari, the Rambam is learning this Mishnah to Tumah Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. But the Chari, it's a plia, because this Mishnah has its machlekes of Akiva the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said, Avon of Eitz of Afar of Matam and Kesheretz, and the Akiva says, Kenida. And like the Gemara says clearly, the whole Sugya, the machlekes of Akiva the Rabbanan is Dafka by Avodah Zarah Atzma. By Mishamshin, everyone agrees it's Mishkeretz. That's where Rabbi Akiva says, the Pasuk of Shakis is going on Mishamshin. So if the Avon of Eitz of Afarev, and not, you weren't Mishtachev it to them. It was just the house of the Avodah Zarah that was Mishamish the Avodah Zarah. And it's Mitameh, it's Mishamish the Avodah Zarah, so why does Rabbi Kiva say it's Kenida? Zapella. But the Yeshua says, the advice is the Rambam learned the Mishnah with Stadim. The Baltas and Machlaikas of Bekiva and the Rabban, the Mishnah of Eistaris al-Kapanim, the Avonim, has to be Hachamayasin like the Yishalmi, that there's actually Mishtachev it to the Avonim. Vashenk in the Eitzim and the Ofer, the Rambam held, is not Mistabu Mishtachavit to each Eitz and each Ofer. That Taka only Tame Alts Mishamshin. So the Mishnah is saying two things. Avon of Eitzim Afar is Mitame Kesheretz, and the Bekiva says, Kenida, meaning the Avodah Zarah is Kenida. The Mishamshin is Maskim is Kesheretz. Abyssal dachuk, but that's what you're going to have to say, pshat in the Rambam. Then the Gemara goes weiter. It says, Amar Rabbah, tizrim da amar kor nechrinim mechak azar. Make it like a stranger to you, like a zar. Tizrim is lashon of zar. Say taimalai, tell it to go out. Ikanis al taimalai, not tell it to go in. So what's the point of Rabbah here in this Gemara? So Taisa says, Amar de gazach. It's coming to explain the next name of Rabbah. Which is the Yisayda de Sugya, the Machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Eliezer. And to understand it properly, you have to know the Gemara at the end, on Pegim on the Beis, where the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah is really iskish to three different tumas, Nida, Mace, and Sheretz. And all of them teach you a Kula. Nida teaches you it's Ein Eleivarim, Sheretz teaches you that it's not Matama B'masa, and Mace teaches you that you need a Kazayis, that Dash is not good enough. Each one teaches you a Kula. The Gemara says the reason why, usually a Makash L'chumra, but that's by the Raisa. Tumas Avodah Zarah is the Rabbanan, so a Makash L'kula. So Rambam agrees that the Hekesh to Sheretz and the Hekesh to Mace is to teach you a Kula. But Rambam says that no, but the Hekesh to Nida, that's to teach you a Chumra also. Maybe in Gansan to teach you a Chumra, or at least also to teach you a Chumra. And Rambam says, since the Pasuk is being Makesh to Nida by telling you Tizraim, the Chrinim Chakazar, that you have to be Marchik a lot, that teaches you that you go to Chumra. So Rabbah holds like this. Rabbah holds both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva hold you go to Chumra. Rabbi Kiva holds you do all the Chumras of Nida, and the Rabbanan holds you do one Chumra of Nida. And Rabbi Eliezer holds no. Rabbi Kiva holds you do one Chumra of Nida, and the Rabbanan holds you don't do any Chumras of Nida. That's why the Mahalach of the Sugya. Now just one interesting zach, the Lashon in the Gemara, it's say taimloi, kanis al taimloi. Why does it say kanis al taimloi? What does that mean? Tell it to go out and don't tell it to go in. I mean, if you tell it to go out, so pshita, if even when it's in, you have to get it out, so pshita, and I'll bring it in. What's the pshat? So there's two pshat from the Achreinim. There's a pshat from the Bechar Shar, the back of the Tvur Shar, the Bechar Shar. He says, there's a pshat in the back of the Gemara, the Nemuke Agriv, Rabbi the Bachrach. Chor's pshat is like this. It says, by Yanida, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be Bayal Anida. But once you're being Bayal Anida, you're not allowed to be Perish Be'ev V'chai. So by Anida, there's a halacha that you can't go in. But once you're in, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to go out Be'ev V'chai. So sometimes, forget, you're supposed to be with Anida. So as that you would think, by Avodah Zarah also, there's a halacha you have to throw the Avodah Zarah out. But maybe there's also a halacha that sometimes you have to take the Avodah Zarah. L'mashal, he says, by all Yisurim in the Torah, you're not allowed to do the Yisurim, but by Pekuach Nefesh, then Fakert, then you're mechuyev to do the Yisurim. So you think Avodah Zarah is also that way. But the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Chaf Hei, and Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Dalid, that Ein Mishrabah Matzei Asher, even if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to use Avodah Zarah to Mishrabah. Avodah Zarah is Yarek Val Yavar. So that's Tzei Tai Malay, you gotta get rid of it. And even Ba'ifin, that by other Yisurim, You allow you fakert, you mechuyev to use them Avodah Zarah or not. Now there is that you have by all Yisurim Shabbatara. Let's say a Navi tells you Hayra Shah to be over the Yisur. So you listen to the Navi, you're over the Yisur. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tzaddik says by Avodah Zarah or not. Avodah Zarah, even Hayra Shah, you're not over the Yisur. So if we have a drasha of Nida, we would think that fakert, it should be like Nida. The Nida, Avadad is an Issa Nida, but sometimes, okay, there's an Issa to be Perish, you have to be with the Nida. So maybe by Avodah Zarah also, Avadad is an Issa Avodah Zarah, but B'makim B'kuruch Nefesh, or by Navi, by Rosh Shah, then you have to be Avodah Zarah. Kamash Blah, no. Say Taimalai, and you never say Hikanes, and that way it's a little different than Nida. That's the Bechar Shah's Pshat. The Nemuki Agriv, in the back of the Gemara, he says a little differently, but similar. He says the Medrash says Ha'isu Yishlayim L'Nida Beinayim that Nida has after the Heter. Nida is a terrible Isser, Kver L'Chatoma, but L'Maisa becomes Mutter afterwards. So you would think Avodah Zarah also. It's Kver L'Chatoma, Kver L'Chaisser, but maybe if you Mavatal Avodah Zarah becomes Mutter. Potumat Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, that's what Pesukim we're talking about, and Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael never have a Heter. So Vaita, The Baal that says Nida, you would think Nida means it's only Asr b'shas that she's a Nida, after which she's Mutter. So maybe Avodah Zarah is also that way. So that the Pasuk says, say Taimalai, it's worse than Nida. Nida becomes Mutter afterwards, but Avodah Zarah, Shal Yisrael, never has Bittul, never becomes Mutter. Now, in the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi says, "V'masa the kulam lo pligi the matama." Everyone agrees it's matumah v'masa. Everyone holds that they have to learn at least one chumra from nida, but keep pligi the even masama. Even masama is a chumra by nida more than anything else. Rashi says, if the nida is on top of the even, and the even's on yisedais, it's not even touching the thing, it becomes tameh because it's tachtav of a zav. That all the rishayim argue. They say no. If the heaven's not touching the chayfetz b'chlau, it can't become tummy. And even if it is, it's only a dove that's royal the mishkav u'meshav that becomes tummy. Stamazai, anida's on top of something which is on top of kalim, if they're not royal the mishkav u'meshav, they don't become tummy. So Taisis and the Rishaynim say that Evan Masama is saying something which is like better than Masa. We're talking about someone carries anida. Anida's metami b'masa. The need to touch is someone, it becomes tameh. If someone carries a dover tameh, someone carries a mace or a nevela, so that's tumas masa. He carries a need, it's tumas masa. But as they, tumas masa would only be if he could feel the weight of what he's carrying. But if he's carrying a need on top of a big heavy stone and the need is not adding to the weight, so that wouldn't be masa. They have the chiddush of Evan Masama, even if he can't feel the weight, it's still a din masa, and that's only a chumra by nida. See, Taisa says that you find Evan Masama by two types of tumas. You find it by masa and by mishka v'maisha. Taisa explains, because the chiddush is by both. Masa is when a person is carrying a davar tummy. So that Evan Masama, you'd say when a person carries a davar tummy, it's only when he can feel the weight. Kamash when Evan Masama, if his hand or his foot is on top of this big heavy stone, and the need is on top and he can't feel the weight because of the heavy stone, it's also called Masa. And then we have Mishkav Umayshav. If you have a Kaili Royal Mishkav Umayshav, and someone's lying down on it, so that's Mishkav Umayshav. But only if you can feel the person lying down, if it's making a Rashim. If there's a big heavy stone, it's not adding anything. So now you need the Chiddush of Evan Masama. So Reb Chaim, in Ilchas Tumas Mishkav U'Meshav, he says by Masa, Evan Masama is a completely different lamdas. It's not Stama Chumra. It's a completely different lamdas. Masa means that you're carrying it. You're supporting it. It's getting supported by you. That's Masa. Evan Masama is a new thing. Kol HaShe'iyah Tachtav. As long as it's above you, that's Metame. It's a whole new type of thing. That's where Reb Chaim was bothered in that shtickel. What's Evan Masama by Mishkav U'Meshav? By Masa, he understands it. It's an ayah lomdus. It's an ayah chefsa. Masa means you're supporting it. Evan Masama is b'chomah, you're not supporting it. It's on a big heavy stone, you're not doing anything. But I happen to be under it. So that's Evan Masama. But Mishkav U'Meshav means that you're on top of it. So what's the chiddush of Evan Masama? So he says, against the lomdus. You need a lot of anachas to understand that I can't go into the arichas. But the Chazanish says he doesn't understand what's bothering him. Mishkav u'meshav u'masa is the same thing. The pshat is, normal, if you don't feel the thing that you're carrying, or the mishkav u'meshav, you're not making any roshim on the thing that you're lying on top of, that's not masa, it's not mishkav u'meshav. The chiddush of Evan Masam is, it's also called masa, it's also called mishkav u'meshav. That's the vashtus. So like we said, Rabbi says, Rabbi Kiva says, it's metame be'evim masama because it's in Gansan like Nida. And the Rabbanan say, no, it only has one chumra of Nida that's metame be'masa. And Rabbi Lezer says, okay, Rabbi Kiva is the one that says it only has one chumra of Nida that's metame be'masa. And the Rabbanan know this completely like Sherit says, no chumras of Nida. So the Rishayim discuss, there's really another chumra that Nida has, that Sheretz and Avela doesn't have. Besides for Evan Masama, there's a chumra of Mishkav u'Meshav. So Nushayim ask Akasha, when it says that the Rabbanan, L'may Hilchas Iskish L'Nida L'Masa Lukshir Achmana L'Nevela. So Gemara says, Einachin, Ami, L'Nan Nida Ein Le'Evarim, Afavei Dezayin Le'Evarim. Because the Gemara is going like this, according to Bekivitz and Gansan like Nida, according to the Rabbanan, you learn from Nida that's more Chomer than Sheretz, But you learn that from Sheretz that only legabe mas, and not legabe evin misama. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is kashya, so why do we have to have Nida telling you it's more chamer and Sheretz telling you it's less chamer? Just make it like nevela. And then it'll be tame b'magu masa. So the Rishayim ask a kasha, maybe by need it's metame in one more thing. Not only like nevela, but one more than nevela. Because nevela is metame b'magu masa. But Nida would also be metame b'mishkav u'meshav. Not Evan Misama. Wouldn't have the chumra of Evan Misama, but at least would have the chumra of mishkav u'meshav. So the Ramban and the Chidushi Aran, the old Chidushi Ridvan, they say maybe Enichinami wouldn't have that either. In other words, I think they're learning the Rabbanan only want to upgrade it one chumrah. That's it. Because since it's the Rabbanan, you go lakula. But you have to make one chumrah from Nida. That's the Rabbah holds. Thus stating tizrim k'maydav v'nechrinim l'cha. There has to be a chumrah. So make the least chumrah possible. That the Gemara says it. Why not be makish l'nevel? L'nevel also only has one chumrah and has masa. But other Mishainim, the Chedusha Ridvam, the new one, and the Chedushim HaMichasim L'Aran, and the Taisus Rid, they stam say that Bechlal can't be Shayach Mishkav U'meshav if it's not a live person. If it's not something alive, it's not Shayach Mishkav U'meshav. Mishkav U'meshav is only by Anida, Azav, Azav. Otherwise, Bechlal not Shayach Dinyan of Mishkav U'meshav. But the Achreinim, the Tzlach, and in the Haflah and Ksuvis, this Chedushim at the end, on a little bit, on Masech the Shabbos, he brings this Kasha, and also the Rambam Sada, they say there's one more chumrah the Gemara could have said. Sheretz is only metame b'maga. Nevela is metame b'masa. But there's another thing called tumas begadim. A sheretz is metame b'maga only the person that touches it. A nevela, there's a chiluk. This is the Mishnah in Kalim. A nevela, when you touch a nevela, only the person becomes tame. But when he's nisei a nevela, he chab his begadim. His begadim become tame. That means the clothing that a person's wearing or a keli the person's touching also becomes tummy when he does masa of nevela. But by maga of nevela, only the person becomes tummy. So sheretz is b'chal not metame b'masa. But nevela, which is metame b'masa, masa has a chaymer over maga that the begadim become tummy. But maga, only the person becomes tummy. But by nida, when someone touches a nida, even by maga, the begadim become tummy. So what about Avodah Zarah? If someone carries Avodah Zarah, Avadah's begadim become tame. We don't find masa, it's only metame the person, not the begadim. But what if someone touches that Avodah Zarah? Does his begadim become tame? Tainit Tzlach, it's muchach not. I mean, according to Bekiva, Avadah, yeah. And Bekiva says he's mamish like a nida. But according to the Rabbanan, it's muchach from the Gemara not. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? Lamai hilchas iskish l'nida, like shirachmana l'nevela. By nevela, when you touch a nevela, your begadim don't become tame. If the din is by Avodah Zarah, your begadim do become tame, so it can't be makish l'nevela. But he wants to know what's pshat in the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say that according to the Rabbanan, the reason why it's not makish l'nevela is because you want a mulcham in a nevela? That nevela is only metame begadim b'masa. And we want it to be like Nida, to metame the begadim, not only b'masa, but even b'maga. But I think the teretz is like this. The Gemara Nemdan, that we can learn the hekesh to Nida one of two ways. Either like Rabbi Kiva says in Gansan, like Nida, with all the dinim, and that's why the Gemara threw in Evan Misama. That's the chayim that only Nida has. Or, if you want to say that you machmer, the shteta chumrah, but only one chumrah, so you take the least chumrah and you make it like nevela. The Gemara Namdan, they can't learn that from Nida more than the one chumrah of nevela. And that gish to Nida is just the kula of Ein Leivar, and that's why he said Nida, not nevela. And a little bit of a'ara that the Rishayna that asked that Mishka v'meishav, they should have also asked, Tumas begon the memaga. And Tzarech Yingsas.